Hi, this is Dr. Leung. The clinic patient last name is N-I-C-K-E-L. First name is Benjamin. Date of the visit is November 7, 2024. Next, our patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. It was in July of 2011. First, our patient was in Afghanistan. First, our patient tells me that he was exposed to two IED explosions. First up, a patient tells me that he was at the gunner position in the military truck. First up, and then within the span of 3 days, he was exposed to twice to IED explosions that are about 30 feet to 50 feet away. First up, a patient tells me that with the IED explosion, he was technically on top of the military vehicle as a gunner position, and the shock wave would make him fall back and hit the back of the head onto the metal part of the military truck. First up, a patient tells me that the shock wave would cause him to fall backwards, and then he will fall down and hit the back of the head. First up, a patient tells me that he has severe head pain with each episode hitting the back of the head. First up, a patient denies any loss of consciousness. First up, however, a patient of confusion, disorientation with each episode. First up, had a severe headache. First up, a patient tells me that they continue on with his mission. However, a patient will have severe a dizziness with each episode. Next paragraph. Since these two events, a patient has significant headache. You have headaches on an everyday basis. A patient also significant dizziness and vertigo symptoms. A patient also significant cognitive deficits. He tells me that his memory is very poor. He has mood swings. A patient also balance issues. A patient also has PTSD symptoms, according to the patient. He was diagnosed with PTSD. Next the paragraph. Patient currently is not working. He tells me that his memory deficit and the dizziness are significantly affecting him to get jobs. He tells me that he would get very lightheaded and dizzy at work. Patient tells me that his memory loss also affecting him to have a gainful employment. Patient tells me that he has significant difficulty remember task duties at work. A patient tells me that he's not getting jobs because of these reasons. It is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. In July of 2021, while a patient was in Afghanistan, patient had exposed ED explosions twice over the course of a 3-day span. A patient was in the gunner position on top of the military truck. A patient tells me that with each explosion, the shock wave caused him the back of the head. Patient tells me that they hit the back of the head again with the metal part of the military truck each time. Each time he patient also says this explosion. A patient has significant headache and dizziness symptoms. The vertical symptoms is chronic. The headache is also chronic. A headache that he has headache almost every day. Patient also has significant cognitive deficit. His memory is poor. An examination, the MoCA examination shows that he missed 4 out of 5, on the short-term recall. It is my opinion that that the blast explosion, from explosion, hit the back of the head, resulting in headache, confusion, disorientation, dizziness, vertigo symptoms, these are all common traumatic brain injury symptoms. Currently, he has also significant a deficit on examination. Next to paragraph, it is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury.